What word would he put in front of leather to say a real one, a genuine? Genuine?
I don't know what word
if you say a genuine, if it's the real thing,
mm-hmm.
Would you be likely to say a genuine leather or if it isn't imitation, it's genuine. Okay. And if sugar is sold in a package, you just say, well, a 5-pound bag of sugar. But if it's sold in, you know, if there's a barrel of it, like they used to sell it in very large quantities, they say it's sold in...
Well, it's still put in sacks.
Okay.
You have to weigh it up, you know, and put it in sacks.
Right, maybe in smaller sacks.
My daughter says sugar's sure going down.
Well, good, needs to.
My daughter and my grandson and his granddaughter, he called them about once, twice a week. He said they don't use that, they use them as tablets.
Mm-hmm.
And he said people have used it up in Anderson, South Carolina until they've gone down on it.
Well, good. Would you ever say that it's sold in bulk? Or you ever remember?
It used to be, uh-huh.
How would you say that?
Well, they have to dip it out of barrels or whatever they got it in and put it in paper bags.
And, uh-huh. And you say it's in...
Paper bags or sacks. I used to get them in little white sacks.
Mm-hmm. How would you say it? In bulk?
Still be in books, I think.
Okay. And what do you call the sweet spread that you put on toast made from apples or...
Jelly.
Okay. And if there's some fruit on the table in a bowl and you want one, you might say, please, an apple, please.
Pass an apple.
Okay, or
give me apple, or orange, or whatever you have.
Okay, and if there's two groups of youngsters, two groups of boys that you were talking about, and you say, it wasn't some of them had done something, you might say, it wasn't these boys, it must have been one of...
That boy.
Okay, one of...
That boy was.
All right.
So I like writing my paper. Boy done come and gone, everybody read the paper around here, and I didn't get mine, so I had to call him just now.
Uh-huh.
He just had left, tell him to bring my paper.
Okay.
So many little children around here, they're picking them up.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to have to be stopped, too. Mm-hmm. Picked mine up twice now this week.
That's terrible. All right. If it's not just one boy, but several of them doing something, you miss. It's not one of these boys, it's one of...
Them boys.
Okay. And if you're talking about a tree out in the country, if you're pointing at somebody and say, not this tree right here, it's one way off over...
Way.
Over...
Over there.
Oh, over there. Did you ever say over yonder, way back yonder? Yonder that way?
Do what?
Would you ever use the word yonder? Over yonder?
Yeah.
Over.
I'd use it a lot.
How would you say that? Way over?
Way over yonder.
Uh-huh. And if you're telling somebody how to do something and they're doing it wrong, you might say, don't do it that way. Do it.
Do it the other way.
Okay. Like?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, and if somebody speaks to you and you don't hear what he says, what do you say to have him repeat it? You might say, now...
What did you say?
Okay. And if a man has plenty of money, you might say he doesn't have anything to worry about. Is that your phone?
I tell them like a...
I was going to ask you, if a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about, but you might say... Life is hard on a man. If he has plenty of money, you don't have to worry about him. You might say just the opposite of that. Life is hard on a man that's...
Well, they do have that to worry about because they don't know when they're going to lose it or nothing like that.
Right. But you might say the opposite of a man who's rich is a man that's...
Worries too.
Uh-huh.